Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your co-host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Like that? Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Okay, so you know the Golden State Warriors should hire you. You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I'm sending your name in.
Sending my name in?
Yeah, I'm sending your name in.
I don't
in.
Know. There's pretty strong voices out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, though. Still, I appreciate it.
They have nothing on you, Peter.
Thank you.
At all. So, Denise, before we kick it off, I know we have a VIP guest on the phone, but guess what? I want this VIP guest to hear this amazing singer to my right. And so we're going to just kick it off, and then we're going to find out how your week was, how my week was, okay. How everybody's week was.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm glad you tuned in. Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected in show business. But first, here's a superstar that I found, and it was a godsend, trust me. And Fizz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
And I saw you playing this song on Facebook, and actually I was at the Lazy River at Splash Harbor, and I just, you know, checked my messages, and I'm hearing this, have you ever been mellow? And I'm like, he's going to come to my show. So kick it off with that favorite song that I just fell in love with. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's funny because I normally just do my own music, but there's a cool story behind doing this cover. I'll share it sometime, I guess. But in the meantime, here we go. From inside.
was just like you. I never had time to lay back or just kick my shoes off and close my eyes, 'cause I was just like you. You're not hard to understand. Need someone to take your hand. Have you never been alone? And have you never tried just to find the comfort from it? You. Have you never been happy just to hear your song? Have you never let someone else be strong?
CDs is still in my car, and I listen to it as long as I don't speed. You know, I've been really, really good. You know, let's invite our VIP guest on the line. Is he still there? I wanted him to hear this.
He is. He's still there.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hey, hello, everybody. This is Des Moines Kenny calling from VH2 Network.
That's right. We've been bragging about you because we're excited to be a part of the VH2 TV network family, and we've been promoting it on the air. We wanted to thank you for taking your time to explain to our audience real quick what VH2 TV is all about and what they can expect, where they can see our show coming up.
Okay. Well, thank you guys, first and foremost, for having me. I appreciate the fact that you guys have invited me on, knowing how busy I am.
I know.
Don said, you need to take a break this morning and really come on the show. So I thank you, Don, for telling me that I need to take a break, because you're absolutely correct. So I can speak to everybody too. So I just want everybody to know this. At VH2 Networks, we have a lot going on, a lot of great things. And we are here for the independent filmmakers. We're here for the independent songwriters, all the singers. I started out as a comedian myself, as a stand-up comedian, and as a musician. So I understand what it is to try to get on in the industry. And also, I'm a film producer here in Atlanta. So with all the projects and stuff that I've worked on, I've learned how difficult it is for filmmakers to get their content on a network. So when I became a partner at VH2, one of the things that I made sure of is that we gave these independent writers and producers and directors and all of these songwriters and all of these guys an opportunity to be able to come onto a network, so we can help you to get what we consider, we call it getting legs under your show. So it just means just getting support for your show so that you can have numbers behind your show, so that if you want to go to a bigger network, you can take your show to a bigger network.
That's what we're talking about.
And another thing about...
Yep. That's it. That's
And
you know, I have somebody that drove all the way in from Orlando to say hello to you as well. We're just going to pass the mic over. Actually, he has another talk show, and Ramsey, welcome.
Hey,
say hi.
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are, Ramsey.
My name is Ramsey Rezard. I'm the CEO, founder of In the Mirror. In the Mirror is all about impacting, influencing, and inspiring others using our platform. And we also have another show that's stemmed to In the Mirror. It's called The Reflection Show, where it's a one-on-one interview. You never go to the mirror scripted. You always go unscripted. And we pull out the unscripted stories. A lot of people see the mountainside of your success, but they never see the trenches. So my assignment is to really call out the purpose and to really help people understand that the purpose is defined by the trenches, not just by the mountaintop. So that's what my show do.
And that's another show for you. So if you didn't get the information or Devin didn't get it over to you, we'll make sure that happens.
Awesome. Sounds
now,
good.
I know why my producer is anxiously waiting to say hello to you.
Yeah, you know who I am now. I'm the host of the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6, the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give your own walk-up music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. How you doing?
What's up, Peter? How you doing, brother?
Man, you know me. Just living life, always doing radio, loving radio, and loving what I'm doing. So, and I'm loving VH2,
awesome.
And I'm excited to be on there, be on that network, and we got some great content for you. We got 3 hours of sports talk with entertainment and calls and just interaction. I think your network is going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me say this. We have been blessed to have you guys. And as a matter of fact, I actually went and checked today, and your stuff is on the Roku channel. So
Yay.
if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see your stuff there.
Okay.
And,
Who is it, Peter's and mine?
Content.
Are we uploaded?
Yeah,
okay.
I know for sure Peter's is up now.
Okay.
So all your fans can go on and watch it. And also, and I want to say this real quick.
Wait, he's jumping up and down in the back. It's like an earthquake. I'm not kidding you. He's doing like a jumping jacks.
He's not surprised by that.
Well, Peter, I want to give you guys some more great news. So check this out. So I was asked last week to, because a lot of people know, I'm the director of production and development for VH2 Networks. And what a lot of folks didn't know, though, was I was also affiliated with another network. I was sitting on the executive board of a network called the PG Network, which is a Christian-based network. They have radio and television. And so a few weeks ago, the CEO of the network passed away. And I didn't know that they had a conversation about me taking over if something was to happen to him.
Wow.
So anyway, I got a phone call a couple days ago, and they asked me officially to take over that network as well. So not only will you be on VH2, but I'm also going to bring you over to the PG Network as well so that everyone can hear your voice, not just in the Atlanta market, but the PG Network. And I want your fans to please go take a look at the PG Network, and you can go to Praise Factor. It's praisefactor.com. If you go to praisefactor.com, you'll see everything they have. They're involved in pageants, sports talk radio. They're involved in with independent artists as far as singers, Christian rappers, rock artists, any genre, you name it, of Christian music, they have it. And
I want to
bring you guys over there as well.
Well,
thank you very much.
Awesome.
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Yay. Especially with the International Christian Film Festival that we were all at.
Right.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. I know people are asking me when I'll be airing. And I know I just sent over the flash drives of all the shows from the last couple of months.
Yes.
So can you give our audience a little bit of a hint?
Yes. As a matter of fact, because Devin just got the content, we're going to go ahead and send it over to the programmer. I'm praying that he can have you up in within the next 2 weeks.
Okay,
because
perfect.
We just got it.
Perfect.
You know, and that's one thing I wanted to make sure I tell everybody, too. When you send your content over, if you could, if you have it on YouTube already, all you have to do is send us a link from the YouTube stuff that you have on, and we can actually pull that information from there. Also, if you would like to send in a thumb drive, that's great. If you want to send it through Dropbox, you can send it that way as well. And Don, you have my information, so you can feel free to share it with everyone so they can just get me all their information. And I promise you, we don't ignore anybody. So if you sent me something and I did not get that with you like right away, it's probably because I got over 300 submissions. And so my team and I have a team of 14 people, and we're slowly going through all that content that was submitted. Now, our partners, of course, I got to say this because Don and Peter, you guys are partners of ours. Mm-hmm. So our partners always come first. So whatever you send us, we try to make sure we get that uploaded as soon as we can. Not saying that the people who are not partners don't get priority too, but what I'm saying is we make sure the partners get taken care of first, and then we'll make sure we get everybody else's content up in a timely manner. So please don't think we're ignoring anyone. We just have been slammed since the launch with over 300 and some odd submissions. And
it's just me and
my team of 14 people. So it's busy.
Damone, this is Nacy P. I have a quick question. Now, you just stated that if we send you the link to the content that's on YouTube, will that get it done any faster? Not to rush you guys because we want to really be there. But will that get it to you a little faster?
Well, I will tell you this. If you send it to me directly, it may not get done faster. And it's simply because I'm still producing shows, too. So
okay.
I'm still busy. I'm producing 11 TV shows right now as we speak. So with me producing 11 shows and operating as the director of production and development, I have a team of people that go through each day. We don't skip a day. We go through every single day except Sunday. And we go through all the content. We have to vet it first. make sure that the sound quality is good, make sure that the video quality is good, and also when it comes to where do you have it published? Do you already have it published on another network or whatever the case may be?
Okay.
So we have to go through all of that information, then get a contract to you. Once you get the contract, you send us over the finalized version of the content, if there were any corrections that needed to be made, and then it takes us about 2 weeks from that point, typically, to get it put on the network.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, and I just really want to thank you for that opportunity and having you take your time as well, and we're going to get that. And I know I sent you so many shows from many others, and they're very excited. I know that half of that 300 is mine, I know. And there's more.
Yeah,
sorry, Sounds great. Devon, thank you so much for calling in our network, and we're going to make sure that you and Ramsey connect as well. I have his number for you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This is so exciting. We are so excited.
Thank you.
VH2.TV Network.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you too, buddy.
Love you too.
All right.
So we are back, and so it is 8:22, and we're actually going to play one more song of Quincy's.
Yes.
I am excited.
Okay, so now we're going to switch the script a little bit, because usually Quincy does like Jenny Mathis, so we're going to go R&B, and he's going to do a Smokey Robinson and the Miracle
R&B.
Song.
R&B.
Yeah.
R&B flavor coming up right now. Go to TanTalkNetwork.com. See us live.
Lost you, girl. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Mistake. I know I made a few, but I'm only human. You made mistakes too. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, stop crying, girl. I can't give up hope, 'cause I feel that one day I'll hold you near, whisper, I'll still love you, girl, until the day's end. I'm crying. Ooh.
This is a message from Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections. She has a hotel deal for $99 for a two-night stay on America's number one beach, Clearwater Beach. All you have to do is text 31996. Yes, that's right, 31996, and text hotel deal or email conciergeshow@gmail.com. No blackout dates and availability is limited. If you have any questions, call 727-871-7788.
Locations.
Yes, that's 727-871-7788. That is an awesome deal, Peter. I'll even pay for their parking, and I'll give them maybe a gift card to Krabby's or maybe a $50 Amex card. Depends on the gift. So don't forget, that hotel deal is awesome. You know those hotel rooms are going on the beach? And this is one of the new premier hotels that have just been built. You don't want to miss that.
It's beautiful, too. It is just such a pretty place.
It's awesome. So we are back with Ramsey. So, Ramsey, welcome to our
show
again.
Hey!
Don't you just love
me? Yes. I saw that you interviewed David A.R. White.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, when I say he is a humble, yet so powerful with his words and his choice of words, his mentality, you can tell, has been shifted from the perspective of how can I make a change as an individual person. And that is the most powerful thing that I witnessed interviewing him. And, you know, I was kind of nervous. That was the crazy thing. I was like,
you don't look like you get nervous.
No! I get a couple butterflies in my stomach.
But you know what? Yeah. When I met him last year, I'll be honest with you, Nisi, he wrote this beautiful book, and I read it. It was very motivational as well, the new book that's out, and about Hollywood and his life, and then talk about really God's timing and everything. And so when I read the book, I was like, that is amazing. Plus, he's one of the co-founders of PureFlex.
Yes.
That's even more amazing.
That is.
And all of that is in the book.
And for someone at that caliber to be so humble, that's what made me so nervous, because it just shows the level of humility in his life. And as a writer and as a screenplay, like, it just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. And the other person too that blew my mind was Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Like,
he's awesome.
He shared some information with me that really blew my mind, because, you know, sometimes as an entrepreneur, you kind of find that downplayed time in your life when you're thinking about, oh, should I really do this or not?
Right.
But he said something that was so interesting. He said, for 13 years, the door closed in his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
For 13 years as an actor, the door closed in his face.
That's
And
powerful.
It took the one movie, Hercules, to really bring him forth.
Wow.
You know that's interesting because, when I met, I want to go back, Eric Roberts. I was on the red carpet at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. And when you're talking about something, and I got so into the conversation about him making, he's Don. I had no food in my refrigerator. I was about to get kicked out of my apartment.
Yep.
I mean, the story was really intense, and I was really into the story. And he goes, don't turn around. We just became the story.
Wow.
I go, what do you mean? There were 50 cameras and paparazzi us. It was so funny. And I'm like, okay. But I was more into the story.
Right.
And I forgot that I was on the on the red carpet, but I'm still, but to pull that out when you're looking, you know, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
But with Kevin, I saw him at a Comic-Con event, and I did an interview with him, and then I saw him again, and you met him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I said, hi, Kevin, remember me? You said you're going to be on the show. Hi, Kevin, remember me? I gave my card to his wife. She goes, I'll take care of it.
And she's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, I interviewed them backstage after giving out the award and stuff, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to meet her at the table, but backstage, man, she is, that's what you call a strong woman.
Oh, yeah.
That's behind a strong person in the industry.
Right.
And with them being glued together, it shows why the foundation is steady the way it is today.
It
was great.
What is your most memorable interview since you started that really touched your heart?
The most memorable, I would say, is T.C. Stallings.
Okay, and why?
Oh,
because
he was just amazing.
Yes.
Just amazing.
Because I read his book, and me and my wife went to this event, and we were invited by a friend. And at that time, I was at a place in my life where I was encountering faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about not just from the spirituality perspective, but faith as far as moving forward, right? Don't know what's going to happen, but I read his book, and it really changed my perspective on a lot of things, from when he played football and how he really wanted it in football. Then all of a sudden he has a successful gym, and then all of a sudden he's in L.A. He gets fired as a youth preacher, and then from there, he next thing you know, he gets a call from two brothers for the movie War Room,
right.
That faith part of him,
it just really drew me to a different place. And at that time, working for ADT Corporate, I was at a place in my life
you
where...
You worked for a corporate company, too?
Yeah.
I did, too. Who hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't, right?
Right, right.
So his story really made me embrace faith from a different perspective and really trusting what God has created in me.
What impressed me when I was at the Christian Film Festival and I had met you, and you said you were doing the corporate. I remember you said that. And then you said all of a sudden you wanted to do your talk show full time.
Yes.
What made you feel that to let go of one thing and really trust God? Because there are people out there, not they don't want to be just talk show hosts or whatever they want to step forward and do. Their dream, life is too short, people. Yeah. I want to tell you, when my mother passed away, she said, I learned all my lessons, I'm going home.
Yeah.
So what was your step to say, okay, this is a step of faith. I am going for my dream.
Well, you know, a lot of times, before you answer that, a lot of times we get caught up in life.
Right.
You know, it's just like you're taking one day at a time. You're trusting God to do that one day at a time.
Right.
But you get so caught up and get so complacent with that.
Yeah.
You know, and there are things in the back of your head that's really trying to push you, but you, like I said, you're so caught up with every day and the things that are going on. It's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
How did you break loose? That's what I meant.
What was interesting, so June 2016, my father and I just glued. We just became best friends. I was upset with him for a lot of years. He left my mom when I was 3 years old. And not knowing 6 months later, my dad would be passing away. I remember in the hospital for 2 weeks. That was the first time me seeing God's mercy so powerful that he gave my dad 2 weeks to give his life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment, when I held his hand, when he took his last breath, God gave me this vision of a leaf and a tree. And he says, son, if this leaf was to stay within the season that it doesn't belong, it would suffer. Mm-hmm. Same as your father. He would suffer. Do you want that? And in order for the new leaf to come forth to produce fruit, this leaf must fall. And that's when God revealed to me and looked at myself and said, look at yourself. You can change a generation by you receiving the mantle from a different place. And from that moment, seeing my father live the words, the last 6 months of his life, with the words that God instilled in me to change his ways, that's when I realized that whatever's in me is a gift for many people to change their ways, whether they're successful, whether they're poor, whatever it is. Somebody out there need a word that is powerful within themselves to really resurrect the best of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you never go to the mirror scripted, you go unscripted. We wake up every day not knowing who we're going to be. Mm-hmm. It's through the process, through the experiences that we deal with, that changes our perspective on life.
Right.
And from there, I was just... A lot of my friends say, yo, Ram, every time I sit down with you, I feel as though you're interviewing me. But when I leave the conversation, you cause me to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. That's not really understanding how the gift is going to work, right?
Right.
So from that moment, I realized that since I was 16 years old, that dream I had of my own talk show is coming to life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's at the age of 27, it's being birthed due to the situation. No, I'm going to, I'm 20.
Yeah.
I'm 29. No, I'm an 88. I'm born in 88. I'm the late 80s baby. But
that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my sister the other day. She goes, told my sister the other day. I said, my birthday's next month. She goes, you're how old? I went, no. And then she gave me another age. And I'm like, no. And she goes, yes, you are. Yeah. So there comes a time. But you know, I know we have some more callers, and we want to introduce another guest that's here as well.
Yes.
But you know what? I want that first song that you played on your CD, Fizz. Let's kick that off before we go to our guest on the phone. The first song on your CD, the one I really like. Actually, I like all of them. So are you ready to play? Action. Three.
Oh, wait.
Two.
No.
One.
I'm not ready.
He's in the spirit right now.
No.
He's in the spirit.
I'm not ready. I got the capo on a fifth fret. I
it's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
It is hilarious. I have this holy water and Jesus water at home, and I spray it on me every day. I got it down the street from that place.
Oh my goodness.
That one with the head Mary on the wall, you know?
Yeah.
That people came?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Watch out. I got holy water and Jesus water. I should carry that with me. As he's tuning up, let's go to our guest that's on the phone real quick. She's going to call back. I know she was calling. I saw it flashing. I could have answered to Peter, but I couldn't run back there. And
it wasn't her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She'll call back.
Okay. So while Fitz is tuning up, I had a really crazy week. And we also have Rhonda here with us. So Rhonda's going to talk to us in a little bit. But I just want to tell you guys, this week has been really crazy for me. And it's only Monday.
So what happened this
week? Okay. So this weekend, I got to hang out with the Jalbert brothers at Hacking Hollywood in Clearwater. And it was really, really cool.
Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I got to hang out with Aunt Johnny and Rick Sanford. I think
he's going to be here in 2 weeks, and we're going to cast live for his movie.
Right.
If you're an actor, we're going to get the ages and the breakdown. You can come here and audition live on the air.
On the air.
Wow. Whole new thing we're doing like we did before.
Right.
I like it.
I know. It's really different. Yeah. And it's like old story time, but it's live auditions.
Yeah. And I also got to hang out with Ryan Justice. You know, Ryan's one of our favorites. He did our movies. Followers.
Yes.
He did our movie, so I got to hang out with him.
Oh,
and
super
it was
cool.
really,
that
really
was yesterday.
Cool. That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Sunday.
I'm sorry, yesterday. Have
you
crazy
ever done that going
weekend.
Like, today I went over to Ross's, okay? And
okay.
I'm like, I'm so excited. And I'm like, it's Tuesday. And they went, no, I get my discount. They're talking about age, and they're like, no, it's Monday. Tuesday is the over 55.
Well, Saturday I was in John's Pass. And I got to go over to the fishing, Hibbert's Fishing.
Yes, Hubbard. Actually, Hubbard's been on the show.
Yes,
Hubbard.
He's been in.
Hi.
So we got to watch them.
Dylan.
See fish and cutting fish. Really? Okay, so I got to see all that. So it was really cool. And I found a jewelry store, Dawn.
I know that one I told you about.
Yes, it's going to find. It's the $10 store. You guys have to go.
Yeah, I bought like $10 bracelets and necklaces.
Everything is $10. You guys, ladies, that's the place to go. It is so cool. That is the place to go.
Got good deals.
I'll be at John's Pass on Wednesday, I heard. I'll be over there promoting something.
Yeah. Oh, and Brian is watching. He's looking at us on my Facebook page. Hi, Brian. That's so cool.
You can ask me what I did over the weekend.
What did you do, Don?
Well, I had, because of my work, gave me some great passes so I get to the theme parks, you know.
Wow.
So I have a 12-year-old grandson that I took to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Of course, it was free to get in and free passes, but, you know, when you're buying the 16-ounce of, $16, then you buy the fillers for $5, and you buy the food. So it costs a little bit more. But we went on every single roller coaster. But there is one I want to tell you guys.
Okay,
the one that you look like a motorcycle and you take off, that one was a little claustrophobic for me. Yeah, because you're down there and you're like really strapped in. But I'll tell you, if you need to scream, you need to vent, go and scream at a roller coaster.
Okay.
I got all of it
it's
out.
It's a motorcycle?
What?
It's like a motorcycle?
No, it's a roller coaster, but they when they put you in, you're straight up.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they go, and they tip you forward and your feet are back and then you take off like that.
Oh.
I forgot the name of it, but
it sounds like a bullet.
It
sounds
was
like
so fun. It was,
like you're flying.
I had so much fun. And the orchids, you know, I mean the orcas, orchids. These are the orchids in front of me.
Can I wear it?
Yes.
Yes.
And the sea, you know, with the sea lion show, all of it's amazing. Take your family.
That's the way to look.
So while we are waiting for Fizz, now you're all tuned up?
Oh, I've been tuned up.
Okay.
You guys have just been rapping away, which is fine. But you know what? I'm going to do track two instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know the tricky thing with that CD, it's really this big production.
I know. You're in
it
the
really
studio.
It really is. And sometimes the acoustic versions don't do those songs justice. They really don't.
But the CD is fabulous. And where can people buy that CD?
Yeah, they can get it online on my website, fizzforever.com, F-I-Z, the number 4ever.com.
I have some pageant directors that might want to book you as well on stage.
Cool.
I've got one coming up the 7th and 8th at Sand Key Resort. I got Shreveport, Louisiana for national pageant that I got to go scout talent.
And then you got July 19th with Mars, USA, with Jennifer.
Actually, I'm sending you and Denise. I'll be in Shreveport.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Jennifer.
Yay, Jennifer.
But she's supposed to call in. So let's go to Fizz's song when we come back with Rhonda.
These songs also, a lot of those songs are on in my rock opera musical, Fizzin' the Ultimate Dream.
I think it's going to be huge.
So thank you. And this song is one of the songs in the scene. He's walking her home. And if you could picture, it's very romantic, this particular scene. And okay. He's singing to her and he's pulling down. This particular scene is going to have like part animation too. Pulling down like stars and moonbeams. So.
They're fixing cotton candy together, and oh, all cute. Of a sudden he wins her the teddy bear, and then they're holding hands, and they're just, I get high when I'm with you.
Oh, you know, like you're writing that musical, and these are songs that's beautiful, and that's dedicated to my husband. Yeah, he's on the sailboat right now, which is, so now, Rhonda, I would have to go, but I know we have 15 minutes. It goes so fast, and I don't know, I'm waiting for Jennifer to call in as well, and she's not there yet. Okay. Okay.
No, Jennifer.
All right. So we're going to get her next week. If I just put her message on there. Okay. So, Rhonda, you know what impressed me when you wrote me real quick? That you were a model at HSN and you've modeled for them.
Yes.
And that strikes me. I know we have 15 minutes left, but tell me, now, did you have an agent or how did you get the work with HSN?
Well, it was funny. I actually found, I was looking to make some new photos and I found Z Modeling. It was off of West Shore and Gandy, this lady, Nancy. So I went and had some photos done. It cost me quite a bit, The expense was about $800 between the photo shoot and the pictures. But I did get a good connection. I got the connection with Louise's people. So then I could get my first before and after and start working with HSN. She was my best connection. And it took me about 11 tries, though, 11 castings to go there before I got my first one. And then after that, I got like 12 shows on air with Contour RX Lids by Design with Britton Todd. Beautiful lady. I really enjoyed working with them. And then I've gone on since then. I've done so many before and afters with Lancôme. I just finished one with Carrez. Many different ones, but I've been helping a lot of people too, girls that want to get in the business. They didn't have to do the same expense that I did. So I've helped a lot of people with just by giving them, you know, the connection.
That's cool. Like, now, Nisi, how tall are you? I know you've got height on you.
Yeah, I'm 5'11" some days, 6 feet the other day.
I'm only tall when I put heels on.
Yeah, that too.
So now, you know, since you've been in the business, now how would we get Nisi over there? If with her height, she would be a great fashion
she'd
model
be awesome.
For Amon, you know, all of the. I see her doing that.
She could do a lot. You could do a lot. I have lots. I have like 3 different agencies I could send to you.
Okay.
And just send you right over, and all you need is a photo and just my word, and I send it, forward it, and then you can just start coming. I mean, I can get you right away started.
Are they looking for bald head guys like me?
We always need the hair removal one. If you don't mind, it's okay, but they don't do much. All they need is, like even now they were looking for women for Peach Buzz, but mine doesn't show up too well. They keep asking me, but Caroline got it, my friend, but... For men, they would take like a little of your sideburn if you left it, let it grow a little, and they'd take a little bit of that with their tool on air, and then they would also do like on your arm.
Okay.
Just a little section, just to show how it works. And you can make some money.
Well, I'm you know what? I came all the way from Orlando, and I am here. So, and I have a lot of hair. Look, oh my goodness.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Maybe the casting, it might be, I think it's coming up this week, so.
Okay.
You could definitely send in some photos to it. We can pass it, forward it, you two, if you're interested.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants it, men or women, and I can help you get in.
Even Nate.
He's all over the place. He's never sitting down in one place. He's just all over the place. We can't narrow him down.
Wait, Denise, I sent you some castings that people sent me, and you have some interesting news.
Yeah, I have one, and I have everything written down, so I don't have everything right now in handy. But I have one casting to be an extra.
What?
On the 16th of June.
Was that from Front Runner Casting?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And then the other one you just sent me here, I have an appointment with them on Wednesday.
Oh, Kelly from Level, Marlon Talent. I love Kelly. Yes.
I have an appointment with her on Wednesday. And then
she is gonna rock. She is. I may need a co-host to fill in her. She's
about to take it to the top.
She's gonna be working at HSN.
I'm staying here.
We'll be part time. I'll help you fill in.
Okay, that works for me.
You know what? It's really cool because I had a contact over there. I used to cast for Randy Jackson, Keith Urban, Joey Mangano.
Okay.
But my contact is no longer there, and I don't get any more gifts anymore.
Well,
but
we've got Rhonda now.
I know,
so
Rhonda.
We're at Rhonda now.
Cosmetic company.
Yeah.
Oh, Rhonda, wait a second.
That time brought a few with me, too.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, so Rhonda, not just Nisi. I'm interested.
I'm going to be with, from June 8th through the 12th, I'm going to be with Forbes Riley at Forbes Factor in St.
Oh. Hi,
Forbes!
That's awesome.
Yeah. Alexa is good too. Alexa, I did get finally.
Keith's been here too.
I just got the.
I'm sorry.
It was really funny. It was really funny, but it was called. It was the Black Room. It's a show they do where they send people into the dark.
Wow.
And then you got to feel your way around and then try to get you scared, you know.
Wait, say that again. That's where?
The Black Room. It was through Alexa Model Agency, and they sent me to this thing. It was for the binocular shoot. So I had binoculars they gave me that had the little red infrared light.
Okay.
And when they sent me in the room, I was, you know, going to get scared. Whatever's in there, I don't know what's going to be in there.
Oh, my God, that reminds me of when I was a kid. Remember the little game show?
Feely
Mealy? No, it was called Feely Mealy. No. I want to
gonna tell you this. Go to eBay and put it in there. It was a little box that I was probably 7, and I remember this. And I put my hand through the box, and you had to guess and pull it out what it was. So that reminds me. Okay.
Yeah, but this wasn't as bad. I was expecting something worse. But when I went in, I was feeling around, and I felt a bunch of strings, and then I felt something long. I was like, okay, wait a minute, this is a balloon, you know. And I felt them, and so I wasn't as scared until they told me to turn around and then walk back again, and then I put the binoculars on.
Yeah.
When I put the light on, then I was like, ah, because they were all looking at me.
I would have been terrified.
They were all like glowing at me, so
It was kind of weird. I would have been terrified.
But they liked that I did that, and then I said they were glowing. So
somebody probably would have felt my head and thought it was a balloon. So. I don't think that would work for me.
Well, we're going to have you come back because you're so talented. You're an actress, but I know we have another VIP guest on the line. And we're excited because we're going to announce some new news. I have reporters all over the United States as well, and if you'd like to be one. And is Jennifer on now?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Are you there?
Thank you. I've been watching the whole time, and I was like, I don't have the phone number.
Hi, Jennifer. No problem. I'm glad you joined us, and we'll get you back again as well. We just have a few minutes, but we are excited because I have two of your judges and your entertainment sitting here.
Yeah.
Awesome. I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait. And I know I heard you talk about Randy Travis, and I'm all the way here in North Carolina. You know, this is my town. It's the home of Randy Travis.
Where was Keith Urban, Randy Jackson?
Randy Jackson.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you said Randy Travis.
If that's his hometown, you're the new reporter out there. You're
going to
cover it.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad went to school with him.
Well, that's a story right there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to welcome you. Jennifer, we're going to have you back, but give your website, and you have a big national pageant coming to Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
And Ramsey's to my right, Niecy's to my left. And we have another performer. Did you hear that one, too?
I did. Ooh, he tore it down. Guitarist.
I know. He'd be great with the girls on stage, too.
And then she's going to also have QC the Entertainer coming in to sing with her.
We're excited.
So excited. I'm pumped. I told Ramsey, I'm going to miss Florida next year.
Well, you know what? We have a minute to explain. You had called me up through one of our reporters in Hawaii, and you said you needed some help with some judges. And I think I sent you Mama Ali. I sent you Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best.
Right.
Wow. So there's some really good power people. And Marty from the Screen Christian Film Festival. So I think you're set, and just keep me posted. I'll have to call you after the show.
Okay, will do. I'm excited, and our website's becomeroyalty.org.
Perfect. And what ages?
All ages, 0 to 99.
Okay. And you're going to be, and Ramsey. Well, Ramsey's going to be emceeing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's going to keep it live. I can't wait.
See, Ramsey meets me at the Christian Film Festival. Now he's emceeing a national pageant.
Right.
I'll be at gingerbread pageants over in Shreveport that weekend. I was scouting talent for my show.
Wow.
So I'm excited, but we're excited to let everyone know that the Expedia Cruise Ship Center will be there, and I'm looking for one of my gals to take care of my booth, and I want to thank you for that, Jennifer.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited. I can't wait, and I want to thank all of you. Y'all have been amazing.
Oh, it's been a fun show. Jennifer. It's going so fast. And remember, while you're on the phone, Expedia Cruise Ships, if you want to be in our Seven Seas Club, please text me after the show, 727-871-7788, or like me on Facebook. You know, I have to probably delete some friends, but I could add you.
You can't get it around.
Delete! Do I know this person? No, delete.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyways, Jennifer, we'll get you back on, and we'll get one of your queens on and talk about her year as well.
All right. Awesome. I look forward to it. Well, thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night, Jennifer.
Bye. Good night, y'all. Bye.
We had a really good talk, and that's when we were talking for like 2 hours on the phone one day.
Her and I were texting back and forth, so it was the same thing.
That's why I set her up.
We were on the phone for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally, yeah.
She's
her heart is amazing.
I know. So, you know, I go so fast, everybody. And, you know, if you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is about, we're bringing film directors, producers, agents, casting directors, miracle stories, just
music,
everything.
You know, we're just like all over the place. We're kind of a melting pot now of everything. In addition to being Hollywood, Dawn's changing the name to Hollywood. So that's
But, you know, when they say Dawn's got all these connections, you know, it's out networking.
Right. Yeah.
It's meeting people, getting their business cards. You know, some people collect shells. I collect business cards, you know.
I have a collection.
I know.
In Lauderdale, there was a Coco Dawn I worked for. Oh. And I did a lot of charity events in Fort Lauderdale, and it was awesome, and I really enjoyed it. And she was the other Dawn.
Oh, that's really cool. I like that, Coco Dawn.
Yeah. And Dawn, I got a friend of mine who always travel with me. He does the camera production right here, Nathan Alden. He is the CEO of Best Deliveries of Florida.
Nice.
They do it so you don't have to. He's a moving company.
Oh, really?
From residential to commercial.
Where were you 3 weeks ago? My husband told me I did nothing, and he was right.
Yes.
He said you did not move anything. No, I'm serious.
Yes.
I was like, so wow. So
we have to get your card so we can
No, I do things. But, you know, I was telling people off air. I got to tell you. No, we have a minute. But they say, if you're not on the air, you're in the air. I used to be as a flight attendant.
Right.
If I'm not on the boat, I'm in the little boat. If I'm not in the little boat, I'm at the Splash Harbor. If I'm not at Splash Harbor, I'm at the beach. If I'm not at the beach, I'm at work.
Yeah.
I am, actually. They say that, but I don't like that word. So I have changed it to gardenia.
Gardenia sounds.
I
like that better. I don't like that.
Sounds like some type of fish.
Yeah. I know, or the rat, you know, in the Chinese. Yeah. I hate that.
I'm a rat too.
I hate that. But you know what? Just real quick, they say, "What is your sign?" And then I say, "The sign of the cross and gardenia."
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because I just do that.
I'm the woman of the zodiac, the virgin.
Well, I just want to have everyone go through real quick. I know it's 8:56. I'm looking at my time. It goes so fast. And Niecy, anything that you'd like to say?
Well, you know what? I just want you guys to go to my website, which is niecypentertainment.com, and you can see all of the new artists that we are trying to promote and listen to. Fitz is on there. We're going to put his music up. Yeah. Fizz. I just kill his name.
Fizz, okay, think of a...
Fizz. Fizz.
No, it
we're
going to
have his music on there again.
Think of another... What are those fizz bombs?
Fizz,
fizz.
No, what are those fizz bombs that you put in the bathtub? There, that's fizz.
Yeah.
Bath bombs.
But we will have...
They keep going. Yeah. My dog was like, what the heck is that?
So we'll have his music featured on our website. So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And Rhonda, thank you. I'm looking so forward to working with you. And I do miss the HSN Connects and getting over there and, you know, following your passion. And, you know, that's the big thing. And HSN is so amazing over here. There's always something for somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can keep you busy, especially for the retired people or anyone that's working part time.
I'm retired. No, no.
I'm retired.
I'm working on it. Flexibility, so I work with all these companies so I can have freedom to do films, movies, HSN, whatever, because that's my passion.
Okay, we have 1 minute. Fizz, your website? Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Dawn.
Thank you.
My website,
you need a microphone.
You can visit me at fizzforever.com, F-I-Z, the number 4, ever.com, or on Facebook, I'm on there as Fizz Anthony, F-I-Z Anthony.
Okay, and Ramsey, and we have 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely find me at ramseyrazar.com. You can book me for red carpet hosting, emceeing, all the good entertainment, and In the Mirror on Instagram.
I have a lot of events for
you. Yes.
Can you tell?
Yeah, I know. Instagram and Facebook, In the Mirror. It's that simple, In the Mirror.
Remember, give God all the glory and honor, and watch things happen in your life, you know, be nice to each other and help each other out. Life goes too fast.
One more, Don.
Yes.
And don't forget, Best Deliveries of Florida. You do it so you don't have to. Nathan Alden, you guys definitely check him out. I'll post it on my page so everyone can follow and click.
Okay.
And
because we're moving in the next week, so I need your help to move our stuff out into our new place.
Okay. And really quickly, we have to keep our reporters in Hawaii in prayer.
Yes.
That's why we're wearing the aloha. Lays. Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you, Peter. What a wonderful job.
Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Bye, everybody. Enjoy.
Bye.
Everybody.
I take you to the dream land.